the only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaul Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shauldesmond.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon on your ride home. On this, the second day of the work week for some of us, and some of us, this is the third day of the work week if you happen to work on Sunday like I got to do. With us in studio from Iowa Public Television is Chuck Check. I love that name, Chuck. I think that you should become a weatherman or a traffic reporter or something like that, a check on the weather, a check on traffic.
I'm not so much a public-facing individual.
Well, we could do it on radio, then.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. Chuck, what do you do with Iowa Public Television? What's your job there?
I'm manager of local programming, which means I manage the department that creates all our local programs like Iowa Press, Iowa Ingredient, Kids Clubhouse, and so forth.
Got to be a fun job.
It's something different every day.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Finding that talent and finding that that programming, is that kind of take up a lot of your time?
The stories come to us. We have a great set of producers who go out and seek out stories. They know Iowa really well, but we get an awful lot of tips from folks.
Yeah, and this particular project that you've been working on, I think, is astounding because I have lots of friends in the film industry here in Iowa that are both producers or actors or directors or writers. And there is so much talent here in the state. Would you agree?
I would agree. This experience producing the Film Lounge has exposed me to some really great communities, just really talented people in Iowa.
And this is called, by the way, we just gave it away, it's called the Film Lounge.
The Film Lounge.
And how many episodes do you have in the can for this?
Two right now.
Ooh.
Yep. So 2 1-hour programs. The first one airs Sunday night at 10 on IPTV. And the second episode airs the following week on the 19th at the same time.
Right. Will people be able to pick this up online as well?
Correct. Go to IPTV.org.
Got it. And we will have links to that as well. You also have a screening of this this week, as a matter of fact.
There are actually a total of 3 screenings. The one coming up on Thursday will be in Des Moines at the Fleur Cinema. And that's at 7 o'clock. And so we're going to have both episodes screened on the big screen. We're going to have filmmakers show up to talk about their films. And then the event itself is sponsored or co-sponsored with the Iowa Arts Council and Produce Iowa.
Yeah, Produce Iowa is the leftover, if you will, of the film office that was here in Iowa that was doing tax credits, I believe it was. To producers all over the country. Hey, we're going to get into the weeds on this particular show, but that's something that I know a lot of folks out there are hoping to bring back to Iowa. So, because for the economics of the state, that was not a bad deal when you had all kinds of people coming in here and utilizing the facilities of Iowa, and many states have reorganized their film office in perhaps a much wiser way. And are doing quite well with it.
Yeah, some states it's really taken off. You look at North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, New Mexico. They've really benefited economically from having a robust film industry. And certainly Iowa has the talent and the infrastructure to handle some outside groups coming in and doing some productions. And they are. Produce Iowa has managed to bring in some outside groups to shoot right here.
They have. And I don't think it can be left alone that we talk about the economic impact that film, the film industry, the actors and producers and the grips and all the people that come with that have on not just the cities but also much of rural Iowa at the same time.
Yeah, one of the things that Iowa offers is a variety of locations, and that's something you can't produce in a studio. You want to be on location. We've got the Great Plains look. We got farmlands. We got the Driftless region, which is all woods and rocks and streams and things like that, less hills. There's a lot of beautiful locations that I think would do very well on screen, and filmmakers from around the world really need to discover that.
We go up to northeastern Iowa by Lansing, and you swear you're not in Iowa.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
With us in studio is Chuck Check, and Chuck is a producer with Iowa Public Television, and the Film Lounge is something that he has put together, at least 2 episodes so far, And let's get into the meat of this. What are folks going to see when they watch the Film Lounge?
Well, the Film Lounge really is a showcase of short films produced by Iowa filmmakers.
Can you give us any names?
First of all, I'll just say there's a variety of projects.
I'm sure there is.
You have documentaries. Thomas Johnson from Decorah produced something called Ironhead, which looks at a sculptor who sculpts in iron, and it's absolutely a stunning film because they pour molten iron around this group of people. So they got these people dressed in these really heavy duty suits and masks and gloves, and the molten iron just explodes around them. Just absolutely stunning imagery.
Wow!
Another documentary is called "The Simple Gift of Walnut Grove." And that is about a Danish immigrant.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful, kind of stark imagery, shot on a farm, sometimes in the snow. But it is absolutely stunning when you look at just the beauty of Iowa's rural landscape.
Now, these are filmmakers here from Iowa that have gone out there and done these things. Now, what kind of remuneration or what kind – I mean, it's not cheap to do filming. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in the advertising agency business. I can tell you what it costs to shoot a 60-second commercial, for example, and it ain't cheap. Mm-hmm. So how do these folks, these independent producers, film writers, directors, how do they make a living and still be able to do this?
Sometimes it has to be self-funded. You know,
or you have patrons, maybe?
Yep, patrons. You get grants. You get underwriters, and you have to put things together. That's one of the big challenges of being an independent filmmaker. You're always going up against the fundraising challenge. How do I pay for my crew? How do I pay for equipment? How do I distribute this? That's always the challenge of any filmmaker.
And this brings together so many of these Iowa artists in one film. Mm-hmm. So they can showcase their work in one setting, so to speak.
Yeah. And it's a variety. I mentioned to you a couple of documentaries. We have animations. We have experimental films, music videos. We wanted each episode to have something for everyone.
And one of the other things I think that's important about this, it isn't a long, drawn-out thing. You get so many pieces of various types of genres in this that it'll keep your interest, I would imagine.
I think so. One of the things we wanted to do was present it so that every episode you get a flavor of something different. So you're not sitting through a long epic and you're committed to it to see the next thing. These are short films. They range in length from 2 minutes to, I think the longest one was about 18 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The limit was 30 overall, but I think all the entries that were selected were under that. So you get a nice variety. If you like something, you can really appreciate it and then move on to the next thing. If it's something that's not to your taste, then you know what? Hang on.
Something's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, something's coming. Chuck Jekyll, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Film Lounge, a new production from Iowa Public Television, which, by the way, when we talk about funding, you guys, you're always in the fundraising aspect, aren't you?
That's what we do.
Yeah, yep. Well, you know, it's public television, and it is so valuable.
Festival is coming up in March.
Okay, here we go again. but it is an opportunity, I think, that we wouldn't get anywhere else. Some of the stunning local programming that's done, even if it's as simple, well, it's not simple, I know it's not simple, is covering the state fair, for crying out loud, to projects like this, which are really pretty heady when you stop and think about it.
We try to cover a lot of bases. There's a lot of different kinds of people, a lot of different kinds of audiences in Iowa, and the Film Lounge certainly fits within our arts and culture programming. We also have, like, girls' sports. We have the basketball championships coming up in March. We have how-tos. Of course, we produce Love of Quilting. We have public affairs with Iowa Press. So we have to cover a lot of, we have a kids show, IPTV Kids Clubhouse.
Yeah. And all of this, by the way, is FREE to those of us who want to watch it. It's free.
Yep.
And unless you become a patron or a sponsor or a donor to Iowa Public Television, like many of us have. Where was the genesis of this project? How did you get started in this, Chuck?
Well, when I first came on to IPTV, I met with Liz Gilman of the the Film Office Produce Iowa, and we talked about different ideas because clearly there's an outlet or a need for these films to be seen, and this is what we came up with. It was something that's very doable. It puts the emphasis on the filmmakers themselves rather than, you know, people commenting on it. It's the filmmaker's words. It's the filmmaker's work. And it seemed very doable, and it seemed like a natural. And so far, we've gotten a tremendous response from the filmmaking community.
And the other part of this that's interesting from an economic standpoint, you didn't have to produce all the content. Mm-hmm. You took content that was already produced and wove it into a storyline.
Yeah, we did go out and interview the filmmakers. So there were some productions involved. So when you watch the program, you'll be learning from the filmmakers what went into each project, how the project came to be, how they executed, what was the thinking behind it. So we did invite filmmakers to come to our studios to talk about it and talk about their work. But then also we traveled to Iowa City to interview that group of filmmakers. And so we're trying to go out and meet the filmmakers where they were.
Of course, yeah, because that adds to the flavor of the entire thing. Plus, Iowans get an opportunity to see more of Iowa this way.
Yeah.
You know, you're not stuck in your own hometown, so to speak. Chuck Chack is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about the Film Lounge, which will have a screening here in Des Moines on Thursday of this week. Is there anything special folks have to do to make sure that they get to that screening?
I guess show up at the Fleur Cinema.
Just show up at the Fleur Cinema.
Yeah, it starts at 7. Honestly, I don't know what happens exactly at 7. I suspect that there'll be introductions by the folks from the Department of Iowa or Department of Cultural Affairs and IPTV, and then we'll get right into the film.
I have a good friend that's a patron of the 24-Hour Film Festival.
Oh, sure.
And his name is Sam Kramer. He's an attorney in West Des Moines, and I suspect that he will be boots on the ground at the Fleur Cinema on Thursday night. I would imagine so, and lots of people would have that opportunity to see the screening of the Film Lounge, which is an original production from Iowa Public Television about so many independent film makers here in our state and the art that is behind all of that. What would people be the most surprised about? And you've produced other things, I know. What would people be most surprised about at the amount of work that goes into filming or into producing any television program?
Well, it's really tedious work. I think people think that any kind of media, whether it's TV, film, or radio, it's all interesting and fun, but it's tedious. You have to take your time, and one shot will take sometimes an hour to set up just to get the lighting right, the audio right, wait for the right moment, and then you have to take that and then use just a few seconds of that shot. So there is a lot of concentration you have to invest in.
Yeah, we just went through the Super Bowl, and I was telling people, you know, to run a 30-second ad in the Super Bowl was upwards to millions and millions of dollars, $500 million. And that's just to run the ad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the production aspect of that, and that's not cheap at all. And so you're absolutely right. When you do a film, when you do a television commercial, when you do anything with this, it just takes a long time. I know when we go out to do these shoots with various clients all over the country, and, you know, we're there to do a 3-minute bit, and it takes the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, I had no idea that this was this deep. And that's when you get to the shoot. There's all this stuff in advance of that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hours and hours of pre-production and planning.
Yeah. Somebody's got to write it.
Yeah.
Did you write this, or who's all involved in this? You're the producer, but
I'm the producer, and there's no writing really involved. It's all the words of the filmmakers themselves. I conducted the interviews, but I worked very closely with Liz Gilman from Produce Iowa and Veronica O'Hearn from the Iowa Arts Council.
Nice.
And they're really well plugged into the film communities throughout Iowa.
And they get it,
And it was good for me to constantly take the temperature of the community to make sure that we're on the right track. We're presenting something of value and of the kind of tone and tenor of what they're accustomed
to. Well, Chuck, you've got two of these in the can. Is there maybe fingers crossed that you might get more?
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah, you never know, do you?
Yeah, we're hoping for another call for submissions later this year, but we'll wait and see at this point.
And that submissions that you just made the call to the film community to say, hey, give us your stuff and let's see what we get. How many entries did you get?
We got upwards of 60 and we had to review them all. Some were half an hour long, and some were a couple minutes long, and then we had to measure them and see how well they would fit for a broadcast audience, and rate them, and then select them. And then we had to order them in a certain way to make sure that
there was some variety. Right.
And,
there's some continuity or some differences and some change-up. It is an astounding idea, and I think how we applaud Iowa Public Television for going out and doing this and showcasing so much of what Iowa has to show off.
Yeah, thank you. It is about the filmmakers. Once you see it, you'll see that we're in the world of their work. And we get a mixed bag. You know, you got some folks who are more artistic and some who are more journalistic and some who are just pure creativity. Animators are kind of a breed apart, and they got their own kind of clever way of thinking about things. So you'll meet a lot of interesting people.
Arts and entertainment. It's a fun business. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Chuck, for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having us.
Our personal thanks to Susan Ramsey from Iowa Public Television for making all of this possible. Susan and I go back several years, and when we made the call, Susan said, yeah, we're on it. Let's come down and bring you someone to talk to about the Film Lounge, which will premiere at the Fleur Cinema on Thursday, and then we'll be on Iowa Public Television on two showings, right?
Yep, February, this Sunday night at 10 o'clock, and then the following Sunday night at 10 o'clock for episode two.
He's into this, I can tell. Yep. His name is Chuck Check.
Yep, that's
check
me.
A check on the weather, a check on the traffic. I'm telling you, Chuck.
I'll think about it.
You got to do that. All right, we've got to step aside. Why? Because we've got to find out what happened today on Wall Street. The Wall Street Report's coming up next. We'll share with you what the stocks did today. And then, next half hour, we're going to be talking about the mood of small businesses here in Iowa. It's coming up on the Business News Hour. So